on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, cervical cancer screening will resume in the second week of July. However, breast check and bowel screening won't be back up and running until September. The Taoiseach is urging the EU Commission to change its guidelines for the distribution of coronavirus support funds. Minister Joe McHugh says physical distancing will not be mandatory for children with special needs in summer provision programmes. The number of people concerned about their health has fallen as the country emerges from lockdown. We'll have a report. And Councillor Gary Doherty has been elected Caoimhleach of the Lifford Stranorra Municipal District following their AGM today in Lifford. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. Cervical cancer screening will resume in the second week of July. The HSE has confirmed women identified as a priority for cervical check will start receiving letters for appointments from July 6th. The executive expects the backlog, built up since the programme halted in March due to the COVID-19 pandemic, to be cleared by October. Breast check and bowel screening won't be back up and running until September. One more person has died as a result of COVID-19 north of the border. Two new cases have been reported in Northern Ireland. The death toll there now stands at 547. The total number of confirmed cases of coronavirus, 4,873. The Taoiseach is urging the EU Commission to change its guidelines for the distribution of coronavirus support funds. Under current plans, Ireland will get just €3 billion of the €750 billion announced last week under the EU Commission's COVID Recovery Fund. This calculation is largely based on the fact that Ireland is regarded as one of the wealthier member states. However, Leo Varadkar told The Dáil today this doesn't reflect the impact of COVID-19 on the Irish economy.
I also emphasised the scale and the impact that the crisis has had on Ireland, on our economy and employment levels, and the need for this to be properly reflected in the assessment of needs and the related allocation key for any new funds. In my view, this is the metric against which grants and loans should be allocated, the extent to which a country has been impacted by COVID, not its past economic performance or its ability to bounce back from a crisis.
The Education Minister has confirmed physical distancing will not be mandatory for children with special needs in summer provision programmes. Minister Joe McHugh told The Dáil the timetable is for schools to fully reopen in August or September. Guidance for schools on how to reopen safely is being developed by the department. Minister McHugh says the public health advice in relation to children will guide what they do.
Physical distancing in all situations is not possible or appropriate. In particular, it may not be practical for children who are quite young and some with special educational needs. In these situations, we need to ensure there are appropriate measures in place to protect children and school staff. In relation to summer provision, there will not be a requirement for strict social distancing for children with special educational needs, as this would neither be practical or possible.
The number of people concerned about their health has fallen as the country emerges from lockdown. A CSO survey also shows the vast majority of respondents have reduced spending during the pandemic. With more detail, here's Eamon Torsney.
This is the second survey conducted by the CSO which assessed the social impact of the pandemic on the public. More than one in five people, 21%, were very or extremely concerned about their own health in June. That's down from over 25% in April. 40% of respondents say their weight increased since restrictions were put in place. Women were more likely than men, though, to say they've gained weight. Almost half of those who stopped working since the pandemic have put on weight. Meanwhile, 8 out of 10 people say they've reduced their spending, while 7 in 10 say there's been no change in their net income.
Councillor Gary Doherty has today been elected Caoimhleach of the Lifford Stranorra Municipal District. It follows their AGM, which took place at County House in Lifford today. He succeeds independent Councillor Frank McBrearty in the chair. Fianna Fáil Councillor Jerry Crawford was elected as last Caoimhleach. Councillor Doherty says the coming year may present unprecedented challenges as a result of the COVID crisis, but he says he wants to progress a number of projects, including the riverine project and flood defence schemes. He also says there must be investment in various housing capital projects and town and village renewal schemes. The National Public Health Emergency Team will consider recommendations made regarding the easing of restrictions around air travel when it meets tomorrow. The Aviation Recovery Task Force has called on the government to axe the 14-day quarantine period that applies to passengers arriving into the country. They want to see that rule removed by the 1st of July. It's emerged that public health patients are receiving treatment at private hospitals while 40 beds lie empty at Letterkenny University Hospital because of a lack of funding to staff them. The latest sitting of the Regional Health Forum heard that money to reopen those beds is being sought under the HSE's winter plan. It comes as over 17,000 people remain on waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Gerry McMonagall, a member of the forum, says a different approach is now needed.
What they said is that, yeah, there is 40 beds. I was asking the question of what was sold us and the hospital's plan to deal with the 17,000 people on the waiting list. And the answer I got back was that they were going to avail of private hospital places and National Treatment Purchase Fund. They were going to try and source some money to get funding to use that. They didn't give me the number of patients that were going to be treated in private hospitals, but from the tone of the question and the answer that I got, it was quite clear that that was where most of their plans were going to be, paying private hospitals to do public health care. And this is where, as you say, there was 40 beds, that they said was 40 beds empty at Letterkenny University Hospital. Why those beds are lying empty is nothing, and the clinical director agreed with that, is that they don't have the staff to work those beds and to be treat patients in a safe manner. And the reason why they don't have that staff is because they've chosen to pay private hospitals to deliver public health care.
Now, you feel a different approach is needed as the money is being paid to the private health system. That money then could be used in turn to fund the staff to open these 40 beds at Letterkenny University Hospital.
We have 40 beds lying empty, yet we're choosing to send patients to private hospitals to get their operations and to meet their health needs. And we haven't got the money then to recruit nurses, which could be working at the Letterkenny University Hospital, and then patients could be getting treated in the public hospital and not having to pay exorbitant amounts of money they haven't treated in private hospitals. The important thing here is that we address the waiting list and we address them properly of a long-term view, and that's to do that in the public hospitals and to increase our staff levels and the bed capacity so that can be done properly.
And there was Councillor Gerry McMonagall. Staying with Letterkenny University Hospital, and the planned stroke unit there is now set to open in September, with recruitment now underway. The unit was to have opened early this summer. However, that process was delayed as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. Councillor Albert Doherty says pressure must now remain to ensure that the unit is delivered.
In February, I was given a rundown on the course of events that with the recruitment of staff ongoing, we're expected to commence then and after February, that all been well, it hoped to have the stroke unit up and running in the May-June period. And again, today I've been briefed that presently that the nursing staff has been appointed, and presently there's a therapy support staff recruitment underway. I'm told that could take 6 to 8 weeks. However, I've been told also that the opening of the unit, with the ongoing recruitment now in situ, would occur in September. And this, I believe, must happen. It's been too long delayed. As Mr. Mulpeter outlined, we were the only area, Letterkenny University Hospital was the only without the acute stroke unit, a unit in place. I hope now this question and this answer confirms that all will be in situ for September.
And that was Councillor Albert Doherty there. An Irish haulier has been remanded in custody after appearing in court in England charged with the manslaughter of 39 Vietnamese migrants found in the back of a lorry. 40-year-old Ronan Hughes from Leitrim in Tyrone Holland, County Monaghan, was extradited to the UK from Ireland following the discovery in Essex last October. No application for bail was made. He's due at the Old Bailey in London next month for a plea hearing. There were 14 farm deaths on the island of Ireland during the COVID-19 restriction period. 16 people have died in farm accidents so far in 2020, 13 in the Republic and 3 in Northern Ireland. The Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, and his Northern Ireland counterpart, Edwin Poots, have issued a joint appeal to farmers to take care on their farms and to be aware of potential dangers. The Donegal Rape Crisis Centre is reporting a surge in calls over the past number of weeks and says a funding injection from government is now vitally necessary to cope with demand. Yesterday alone saw four crisis referrals to the local centre. The COVID-19 lockdown has been cited as a catalyst for the spike in calls, with victims said to be in a much more vulnerable position as a result of isolation. Marina Porter is manager of the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre. She says the organisation relies heavily on fundraising to keep services afloat, but because of the pandemic, they weren't able to receive donations in the usual way.
We have to fundraise as well to supplement the TUSLA funding, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need about $25,000 a year just to sustain the project at current levels. So obviously we weren't able to do fundraising this year. We didn't get the usual donations. A lot of our service is free, but a lot of clients or their families will leave donations mm-hmm. for the service, you know. And so we haven't been able to do that. And we did have a 20% increase in numbers last year alone. And I know that All Rape Crisis got an additional 10% in funding from Catherine's opponent last year.
Yes.
But really it's a drop in the ocean. And now with this increase, we really, really need to get money for counselling. And we usually get people assessed as quick as possible, but they may have to wait for counselling then. But if someone's in crisis, we always prioritise them. It's just that there's so many now. We do need the additional hours so that people aren't left waiting when they need help urgently.
And that was Mina Porter speaking there to Greg Hughes on today's 9 to Noon show. Donegal's bathing season begins this weekend, with beach lifeguards taking up duty at 13 beaches around the county. Lifeguards will be on duty 7 days a week from Saturday until the end of August, and also for the first two weekends in September. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Lifeguards are on duty at all sites from 12 until 6:30 p.m. or in Ross Nyla, where the service is provided from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Public conveniences will also be open this weekend at all of the lifeguard beaches. Beach lifeguards will be on site in Donegal from Saturday at the following beaches: Bundoran, Ross Nyla, Merva, Fintra, Port Newnarin, Carrigfinn, Kellahoe, Marble Hill, Downings, Port Salon, Rathmullen, Kildaff and Shrove. Lisfannan Beach will remain closed to the public due to storm damage to the access road and parking area and will not have a lifeguard service available for this season. In a statement, Donegal County Council is also reminding the public to be mindful of the dangers of water. The red and yellow flags on the lifeguard beaches indicate the area that is monitored by the lifeguards.
Sinn Féin hasn't opposed the renewal of legislation to empower the Special Criminal Court. It's the first time that happened. The party abstained in the vote in the Dáil Chamber today, which renewed the laws. However, they are calling for a review within a year. With a special report, here's Sean Defoe.
A significant piece of Dáil history was made this afternoon. After long being opponents of the non-jury special criminal court, Sinn Féin abstained in the vote on the laws that give it authority. It's an important shift in policy for the party and the first time they haven't outright opposed it, though it was partly conditional on an independent review of the laws to come within a year. Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan warned the Dáil that the non-jury courts are still needed.
There remains a real and persistent threat from Republican paramilitary organisations and groups on this island.
Fianna Fáil's Justice Spokesman Jim O'Callaghan had a similar view.
Regrettably, we have seen in this jurisdiction that gangland crimes, criminals will murder children, they'll murder journalists, and they'll intimidate witnesses.
Though more left-wing TDs like Paul Murphy of Rise argued there's no need for this kind of a court in peacetime.
The right to have a trial by jury is an essential democratic right.
The laws still have to be approved by the Shannon before they're fully renewed, assuming a Shannon can be constituted by a new government this weekend. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Starting with the Premier League, there are five matches taking place tonight at 6. Newcastle entertain Aston Villa, Everton are at Norwich, Bournemouth go to Wolves and Manchester United host Sheffield United. It finished 3-3 when the two sides last met in the Premier League back in November. Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says his team has developed well since then.
They played exceptionally well, Sheffield United, but we had a 15-minute, 20-minute spell that we were accelerating as well. That's when we showed what we're capable of, and we're getting more and more consistent, and hopefully we can get that consistency and more penetration, forward passes, runs in behind.
Well, Liverpool can move to within 2 points of the Premier League title if they win at home against Crystal Palace. They would then become champions if Manchester City fail to win against Chelsea tomorrow. It's a 8:15 kickoff at Anfield. Crystal Palace were the last away side to win a Premier League game at Anfield. That happened in 2017. But Palace boss Roy Hodgson says that's of little relevance tonight.
I don't like to talk about advantages when you're playing a team which are obviously better than you. You know, so far ahead of us in the table, and I've had such a fantastic season. It's basically just a trot to the title as far as they're concerned.
Well, Burnley have confirmed that Jeff Hendrick is leaving the club. At the Republic of Ireland midfielder failed to agree terms on a new deal and will depart Turf Moor as a free agent. Joe Hart and Aaron Lennon are also leaving the Lancashire club, but fullback Phil Barsley has signed a new one-year deal. The Republic of Ireland under-21s have been given new dates for the remaining matches in their European Championship qualifying campaign, which will be completed by November. The UA qualifier against Italy will go ahead on October 13th before the home game against Iceland on November 12th. That's followed by a final group match away to Luxembourg 5 days later. Kickoff times and venues are yet to be confirmed. It's been claimed that heavyweight champion Tyson Fury has severed ties with Daniel Kinahan. According to a report in The Telegraph, Fury's career will now be exclusively handled by Bob Arum and his Top Rank promotion. Arum says he and Fury still love and admire Kinahan, who has been named in the High Court as controlling an organised crime group. The 2020 New York City Marathon has been cancelled due to COVID-19. The race was to have taken place on the 1st of November. In MMA, the UFC has confirmed the cancellation of the event it was planning to hold at Dublin's Three Arena on the 15th of August. COVID-19 has forced the Mixed Martial Arts Organisation to pull the plug on its first card in Ireland since 2015. Cricket Ireland vice-captain Kim Garth has signed a 2-year professional deal to play for Cricket Victoria in Australia. Cricket Ireland submitted a no-objection certificate to help the deal go through. Head coach Ed Joyce admits it's a blow to lose the experienced all-rounder as Ireland gear up for the rescheduled World Cup qualifiers. There are urgent calls on the incoming government to support Finn Harps and progress a proposed grant of €3.9 million for the stadium redevelopment project. The original application for government funding for the Donegal Stadium fell just short of qualifying criteria under the large-scale sporting infrastructure scheme under the Sports Capital Programme in January of this year. At the time, there was a commitment that the proposal would be reviewed. Local councillor Martin Harley says the onus lies on the incoming senior minister to get the project over the line.
I think sport is one of the things that for people's health and well-being, which we hear so much of now, that this is going to be so important for County Donegal. This project has been about now for a long number of years. I think now is the time, not alone for health and well-being, but for the investment, the work that this would create in the project as well. So there's a lot of pluses in this. To me, there's the cost of the project, which is almost $4 million, would come back tenfold to the county.
I know that the project has faced numerous delays and there has been various reasons for that. But as you said, it has been a number of years in the making, and some might argue that it's a bit convenient now for the torch to be passed on the project when it was, you know, effectively on the Fine Gael table for those years.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's been on the Fine Gael table a long time, and was the senior minister for sport, Shane Ross, although he's still a minister for sport, he no longer is a TD in Dáil-Éireann. I feel that's probably why he has not signed off on the project at this time. So that's why I'm calling on the incoming minister to do this.
And that was Martin Harley speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. And Graeme McDowell has confirmed his withdrawal from this year's Travellers Championship on the PGA Tour. The 2010 US Open winner is to stand down after his caddy, Ken Conboy, tested positive for coronavirus. He's the second player to withdraw from the tournament after golfer Cameron Champ tested positive for COVID-19. McDowell says he's withdrawing from the event for the protection of the field, as well as his own physical and mental well-being. Well, that's the sport. Next sport on Highland is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. A public meeting will take place tonight in Remelton in opposition to plans to erect a mast at Drumonaghan Woods. Planning permission for the telecommunications structure has already been granted by On Board Planola. The meeting is due to get underway at 8 o'clock at the entrance to Drumonaghan Woods. Local councillor Ian McGarvey says a more suitable site should be found.
I would welcome, apart from the group, that anybody who is available would come and look at a site proposed, and a woodland of 400-year-old both wildlife, bats, and a whole conservation area of Remilton. This wood is only about 100 metres from town. There would be customary rights over it because it has been open to the residents and the wider general public for generations, and nobody ever has been obstructed. And I think it is impossible to believe that there's no alternative to such a wood as that, where all our planning regulations guarantee protection for these kind of high amenity areas. And therefore, out of concern, I would like to think that with a county with 500,000 hectares, that why Signal and Culture gets involved in controversies like this, and in fact confront the general public, as will happen in this case.
Now, these plans have already been passed by and board Planalla. Would you be hopeful then that if it did generate a good enough interest, it would have an impact on this?
Well, I think no matter what anybody would say and judge, as I say, anybody who looks at planning like I have done myself, I cannot understand how planning and Parks and Wildlife, Antasca, Heritage Council, as referred to by Board Planalla, who I have written to and has a reply back from them. From the tone of their letter, I feel they can't believe themselves that this was actually allowed by council and by planning.
And that was Councillor Ian McGarvey there speaking to Michaela Clark. And finally, hundreds of people in Belfast are searching for a missing teenager who may be concussed or confused after falling off his bike. 14-year-old Noah Donoghue left his home in South Belfast on Sunday evening. Police believe that he may have suffered a head injury after falling off the bike. He then abandoned his clothing and is seen a short time later cycling while naked. The MP for North Belfast, John Finucan, is among those involved in the searches.
I'm making a really strong appeal for everybody who lives in this area to search your back sheds, outbuildings, garages, and also pay particular focus to vacant properties. Everybody's remaining optimistic, and there's a really strong community response and focus here.
Weather forecast, it'll stay dry and bright for the rest of this evening with good sunny spells in light and variable winds. Tonight will be dry with clear spells. Some mist patches will develop in lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius. Light northerly winds. Tomorrow Thursday, warm with long sunny spells. Highest temperatures hitting 20 to 25 degrees Celsius. Warmest inland in light variable or northerly winds. The warm and humid conditions will lead to showers developing during the afternoon. Some heavy and thundery downpours are likely later in the day with a risk of some spot flooding tomorrow. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Before that, we'll take a closing look at the headlines on this Wednesday evening. Cervical cancer screening will resume in the second week of July. The HSE has confirmed women will begin receiving letters for cervical checks from July 6th. However, breast check and bowel screening won't be back up and running until September. One more person has died as a result of COVID-19 north of the border. Two new cases have been reported. The death toll in Northern Ireland now stands at 547. The Taoiseach is urging the EU Commission to change its guidelines for the distribution of coronavirus support funds. Ireland is set to get 3 billion of 750 billion announced under the Euro Recovery Fund last week. Leo Varadkar says Ireland needs more. And physical distancing won't be mandatory for children with special needs in summer provision programmes, according to Education Minister Joe McHugh. We're back, as we say, at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of June. The death has taken place of Liam Mulroney, Glencar Scotch, Letterkenny. In accordance with current guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please. Requiem Mass on Friday at 1 o'clock in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, can be viewed on the St Eunan Cathedral website. Burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of George Crossan, Ona, Bornacoola, County Leitrim, and formerly of Clonmany, Inishowen. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, George's repose and funeral mass on Friday will be private. Inquiries to McGowan Funeral Directors, Drumadh, County Leitrim. The death has taken place of Chrissy Daly, née Harkin, 6 Springvale Park, Derry. Wake and funeral are private due to the ongoing coronavirus restrictions. Funeral will take place in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, on Friday. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, Seven Oaks, Derry. The death has occurred of Ailish Rogers, Tory Island. Her remains will leave the Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, tomorrow at 12 noon, going to Maher O'Rourke for the 2 o'clock ferry to Tory Island. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 1 in St Columbkill's Church, Tory, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 9 on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday nights can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/ChristTheKing Gortha Hawk. The funeral wake and removal are in accordance with HSE and government guidelines. The funeral mass will be streamed live on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock on the McLafferty Funeral Directors Gortha Hawk Facebook page. The death has occurred of Kevin O'Brien, Grange Road, Coleraine and formerly of Drumquin. Kevin's remains are reposing at his son Anthony's home. They'll be removed from there on Thursday evening, arriving in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin at 7 o'clock, reposing overnight before Requiem Mass at 11 on Friday morning. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to the current COVID guidelines, the wake and funeral are for immediate family only, please. And the death has taken place of Margaret McCafferty, late of Ballyratton, Redcastle. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, Requiem Mass and funeral are strictly private, please.